He went down to dinner in his Sunday best. Excitable boy, they all said.
He is an excitable boy. He is Vice President of Mortgage Lending at Pearl Mortgage. He's David Hochberg.
He's David Hochberg, Wendy. David, before we talk about business, can I ask you this? I know what a huge hockey fan you are. I know what a huge Blackhawks fan you are.
Yes.
A very strange day yesterday with the dismissal of Joel Quenneville, but you know a little something about the man who's succeeding him.
Yes, I was the official, unofficial Ice Hog broadcaster for the Steve Cochran Show yesterday during their play year during the playoff run.
Yeah, I remember that.
I went up to with Rockford, saw a couple of games, and I think the coach is a very talented individual, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was questioning Joel Quenneville when he came in, like, who the hell's
right.
You know, this guy, and he won us three cups in 10 years. Hate to see Q go. Loved him. Was great for the city. Was great for the team.
Right.
But you know what? Listen, you got 22 players on the ice. And one coach, or three coaches. All three of them got blown out. So if the 22 guys on the ice and the 25 guys on the roster aren't performing up to what management wants, guess what? It's a lot easier to blow out one or three instead of all 22. You know, I'm not going to get into, did they give them the players? Was there a power struggle? It's not my place to do that. I'm just saying that when the players on the ice are not performing up to the level that management expects them to perform,
something has to
give. You've got to make a decision, right or wrong, if you agree or disagree. It's easier to fire one coach or three coaches like they did instead of firing the entire team. I hope this lights a fire under their ass and they start playing better, because as a season ticket holder and a suite holder for the next 3.5 years, I want to see good hockey. I want to see championships.
I also kept thinking yesterday, this has got to be very difficult for the guys letting Joel know that their tenure together is coming to an end. They love him. That's a tough move.
But I believe John McDonough said yesterday, and I'm paraphrasing, he was a great man, tough decision, but we have to win games.
That's what Rocky said. You know, we have to make personnel decisions and management decisions, and you don't want to make them, you got to make them.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you've ever had to lay somebody off. I've had to lay people off.
I'd be a very bad business owner because I would never fire anybody and my business would go down the tubes.
It's not a very comfortable situation, but you have to make a decision that's best for the entire organization, as they said, and they felt that this move, if we agree with it or disagree with it, we'll find out in short enough time. I think we got to give the new coach and the team under his leadership all of our support and see where it takes us.
Will this change in coaches affect interest rates, David?
It actually, interest rates are flat, not right now.
Yeah.
Okay, it could in the future.
I bet down the road it will.
And if it goes down, you could thank the Bowmans, and you could thank Mr. Wirtz and Mr. McDonough and all the Blackhawk hierarchy organization for the lower rates. And if it doesn't, it's, we'll blame somebody else. We'll blame Bruce Rauner.
All right, fair enough.
He's easy to blame.
Right. We are awaiting a speech from President Trump. Steve Bertrand will keep us posted on that.
A news conference, so he'll take some questions. Sure.
All right. In the meantime, let's fit in some mortgage talk. What do you want to cover today?
Well, here's what I want to cover. I want to cover tales of two borrowers. One borrower that's using their entire asset base to solve a problem, solve their mortgage challenge, and another borrower who refuses to use their entire asset base and everything in their arsenal to solve their mortgage challenge and their debt challenge. Well, it's going to be the couple making $360,000 a year with $780,000 worth of mortgages, with $86,000 worth of debt, $81,000 worth of student loan debt. And what they're going to do is, and I talked to the guy on the way down, he's been a client of mine for 15 years, and I said, here's the deal. I said, we have to use, do you have a 401k and does your wife have a 401k? They're like, yes. I'm like, we need to tap into your 401k for as much as humanly possible, because your wife's a 740 and you're a 680, and when you do a jumbo type of loan, that 60 points is a huge difference in the interest rate. So I explained to him, In my David Hochberg-esque way, as you've experienced.
Calm, cool, and collected.
Calm, cool, and collective. A couple of, analogies. And I said, here's what we got to do. We got to tap out everything we could tap out. The cheapest money is your 401k. If you're willing to do that, we'll use that money to pay your loan down to 80% loan to value. We'll pay off whatever, we'll use whatever left over from your 401k on a loan. They're going to pay themselves back to pay down their debt.
Yes.
And by doing all this stuff and rearranging their financial furniture that way, within 2 years, their debt will be paid off. They'll be saving over $3,000 a month, okay, which is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Okay, we have another couple over here who absolutely, they have one loan, a first loan, a second loan, and $76,000 worth of student loan debt, and they don't have enough equity in their home to roll everything together. So we went to them and said, here's your option. You have a 401k? Absolutely. We're about $40,000-$50,000 short, and they have like $500,000-$600,000 in the 401k, so they could easily borrow $40,000-$50,000.
They're not taking all of it.
Right, right. And they're like, we refuse to touch our 401k. I said, then you'll continue to be in your financial crisis. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I mean,
it's their decision.
There's no other way to rearrange everything we need to rearrange. That's the cheapest money that we could get to do what we need to do, or you're not going to be able to refinance. And they refuse to do it over here. One couple, couple B, doesn't want to do it. Couple A is all in. Guess what? We're going to help couple A within 2 years save $3,000 a month, and couple B will continue on their path and do whatever they want to do. You got to make that decision for yourself and your family. My whole goal is right now is to educate your listeners. If you borrow against the 401k and you pay yourself back, you're taking a loan out against your own assets, and you're reducing your debt.
Mm-hmm. So you are paying yourself back.
You're paying yourself back. You're not taking a disbursement. You're taking a loan against a 401k, and that's the cheapest money that this couple will be able to borrow. Okay, they've got $81,000 worth of student loan debt. They've got $86,000 worth of credit card debt. Everybody's like, thinks I'm crazy when I come on here and say the average listener is carrying between $20,000 and $40,000 worth of credit card debt. This couple here is at $86,000 worth of credit card debt.
That's a lot of money.
Do couple A and couple B know each other, David?
No, not at all. I wish they did. Then couple A would talk sense into couple B.
Exactly.
Okay? But here's the thing: David will present you with your options, and it is rearranging your financial furniture. It really truly is, and a lot of us don't know about that until we see it. And then you sit down, you look at it, you discuss it, and if you don't want to do it, that's up to you. Why wouldn't you save money and help yourself get out of the hole?
This couple A, has a home equity line of credit that they took out 3 years ago that I helped them take out.
Yeah.
Okay, sent it to a bank, $388,000. He was starting a business. He needed some capital liquidity to make it through, whatever. He's in full stride now, all right? His company's up and running. His wife's got a solid job. Everything's going. He's experienced 7 rate increases over the past year and a half, 2 years, because the home equity line of credit, the short-term interest rate. Yeah, Wendy's shaking her head.
Yeah, because I get the notices.
Right.
We've raised it another quarter point.
Every quarter of a point on 388 Gs is $1,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
His home equity line of credit payment has gone up over $7,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what he wants to do is he wants to take his first loan, his home equity line of credit, 388, that keeps increasing, put it into one big loan that doesn't increase, and seek some safe harbor until who knows when interest rates come down again, because we've had a little run here.
Are they ever going to come down?
Oh, sure. They always go, listen, what comes up comes down, right? A dead cat bounces, and all you cat lovers, that's just a saying. I love cats, okay? But, you know, so I'm just, you know, who thought 9/11 was going to happen, right?
Right.
You know, we have a terrorist attack, God forbid, the economy collapses, the rates collapsed, right? Rates started running up, we had another setback, it went back down. We had the bank challenge that we had, so they lowered interest rates again.
And you're blaming all this on cats, David?
I'm blaming, well, it's actually Bruce Rauner's fault. And cats. And cats too. Yes. So
we must take a break.
Okay.
Do you want a sponge?
You're okay? I'm doing my Kegel exercise.
More with David Hochberg and his love of cats coming up right after this.
We'll be hearing from President Donald Trump in probably about a minute. David Hochberg here, Vice President of Mortgage Lending at Pearl Mortgage, P-E-R-L. How do people get in touch with you?
Very simply, go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDAVID.com, or you could call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to talk about your refinancing options and home buying options at 312-751-1333, 312-751-1333. Thank you for squeezing me in front of the president. It was very nice of you.
Nice warm-up for Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, so I've been accused of warming people up before, so I'm glad I was able to warm up your listeners for about ready what they're about to hear. So thank you.
Rearranging the financial furniture.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much. That's David Hochberg.
The excitable boy.